How about a situation where your husband or your wife beats you? Because that's one area where people build an argument that it's better to live than to die in marriage. There are two things I will tell you on that matter. Number one, marry correctly. If you marry correctly, that situation will not come. And marry correctly means marry who God is leading you to, not who you have feeling for. Number two, marry who fears God. And number three, marry who aligns with your purpose. A man who aligns with your purpose or a woman who aligns with your purpose knows your value. He will value you beyond the slap. A man who fears God will not slap you. And a man whom God chooses for you, 99% of the time will not slap you. And then apart from that also, don't neglect warning signals. If you do this, this situation will not arise. So marry correctly so that these things don't happen. But in a situation where you have married wrongly and this thing is already happening, don't listen to what they see on Facebook and walk out of marriage. That is a very sensitive matter because, like I was sharing, the challenge is not the argument that led to a slap. The challenge is deeper than the argument that led to a slap. It is a bogus thing. If your marriage becomes inhabitable and violence comes in, what you need to do is to submit it to a spiritual authority. Let the spiritual authority examine the situation. Because there are three things that can happen. Number one, the first thing that can happen is that they can trace the cause, what is leading to that violence. And either through prayer or through the word of God or through counsel, it can be corrected. And then number two, it is possible that the situation is not being corrected. And in that case, they may separate you temporarily for a season so that both of you can come under intense rehabilitation by the word and prayer. And they will keep talking, discipling you. If they are convinced that you have repented and you have come to a point where you have overcome that situation, that authority can decide to unite you. But if in a situation where they see that that cannot happen, then what that authority will do is that they will tell you to live apart. You will not be divorced, because Jesus didn't say divorce when there is crisis. But you will have to bear that cross by living apart. Both you and the person will no longer get married. That's why you have to be careful before you marry somebody. Forget this garbage on Facebook. I tell you, he slaps you or she slaps you, walk away. Walk away to where? There's no divorce because there is crisis in marriage. Go and read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible did not administer divorce when there is crisis in marriage. That's why you shouldn't jump into marriage because of feeling. Marry correctly. But if that is already happening, go to an authority. That authority will probe it to see what the exact problem is, if it can be handled. If it cannot be handled at the moment, that authority will separate you. And this separation is not just go and live your life. In the course of that separation, they will be discipling both of you. Because the idea is to create transformation. And then while they are discipling both of you, if they arrive at a point where they feel you can coexist, they will bring you back. But in a situation where it cannot happen, then that authority can tell you, go separate ways. But you can't divorce and you cannot remarry. It will become a cross you will bear for a lifetime. So before you get married, for those of you who are not yet married, better do it the Bible way. And for those of you who are already married, invest enough character, enough prayer, and enough scripture, word of God, for that marriage to work. Because if it deteriorates, it will be a cross. If somebody tells you on Facebook, you quarreled, he slapped you, he beat you, walk away, and you walk away and marry another person. Jesus said, if it is not for the cause of fornication, he said, you are guilty of adultery. The person that marries you is also guilty of adultery. And so marriage will become the reason why you will go to hell. So many people enter marriage saved, but they walk out of marriage unsaved and they go to hell. This is why. Bow your heads and pray.